Okay, Ms. Wanda Howie Fox. Mr. Hosmer? All right, just a moment, please, and I'll transfer you to the sound system. Judge, you're ready.
Okay, good morning, counsel.
Good morning.
The first and only case on the calendar this morning is 09-40293, William Wesley Saul. The matter before the court is debtor's objection to proof of claim number 12. Wanda Howie Fox appears for debtor, and David Hosmer appears for credit collection services. The deadline for creditors to file proofs of claim in this case was March 18, 2011. Credit Collection Services did not timely file a proof of claim. However, on April 13, 2011, pursuant to Federal Rule of Bankruptcy Procedure 3004, Trustee Leanne Pierce filed proof of claim number 12 on behalf of Credit Collection Services for an unsecured claim of $4,088.11. That proof of claim has not been amended. On April 28, 2011, despite the fact proof of claim number 12 was for the same amount shown to be owing to Credit Collection Services on debtor's schedules, which debtor verified is truly correct to the best of his knowledge, information, and belief, and which debtor has not amended, debtor filed an objection to proof of claim number 12. Ordinarily, a Chapter 7 debtor does not have standing to object to claims. That's from N. Ray White, 260 BR 870 at 875, Bankruptcy Appellate Panel, 8th Circuit, 2001. However, an exception is made in cases in which there is a surplus. That's also from White, 260 Bankruptcy Reporter, at 875. In this case, Credit Collections Services did not challenge debtor standing to object, and the record does not afford the court a basis for doing so. The court will therefore presume there may be a surplus in this case. Debtor argued because Credit Collection Services had failed to properly renew its state court judgment and because it had sought an execution of judgment on debtor's boat, and the boat was subsequently returned, debtor no longer owed Credit Collection Services anything. The matter came on before the court on June 9, 2011. After hearing the testimony of Greg Adamson, the CEO of Credit Collection Services, and receiving a number of exhibits, the court took under advisement the issue of whether, pursuant to SDCL sections 15, 16, 7, and 35, the judgment reflected on Exhibit D1 was valid on the petition date. The evidence and the argument on both sides dealt with the validity of Credit Collection Services' various state court judgments against debtor. Debtor did not explain or otherwise pursue his argument regarding his boat. The court therefore deems that argument to have been abandoned. By letter dated June 17, 2011, the court advised counsel while the court was satisfied the lien created by the judgment reflected on Exhibit D1 was not valid on the petition date. It appeared, pursuant to SDCL Section 15.18.1, the judgment itself was still valid. However, because neither side had discussed Section 15.18.1 during the hearing, the court afforded counsel an opportunity to submit briefs on its meaning and applicability to the facts of this case. Both sides availed themselves of that opportunity. Having reviewed the party's briefs, the court is now prepared to rule on debtor's objection to proof of claim number 12. At issue are six judgments entered in Yankton County in favor of Credit Collection Services against debtor. The first, 66 SMC 89000442-01, was entered August 11, 1989 for $1,458.93. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D1, and Credit Collection Services' calculation of the amount owing on that judgment on the petition date, $4,502.98, is reflected on Exhibit CCS 1. The second judgment, 66 SMC 9700445-01, was entered July 11, 1997 for $43.60. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D2. The third judgment, 66 SMC 0500120-01, was entered October 14, 2005 for $3,586.85. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D-3. The fourth judgment, 66 SMC 9700446-01, was entered July 11, 1997 for $1,440.14. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D-4. The fifth judgment, 66 SMC 9700447-01, was also entered July 11, 1997 for $1,178.21. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D-5. The sixth and final judgment, 66 SMC 0700148-01, was entered January 18, 2008 for $668.34. That judgment is reflected on Exhibit D-6. Exhibit D-6 was not offered or received. However, Credit Collection Services' calculation of the amount owing on that judgment on the petition date, $982.11, is reflected on Exhibit CCS-5. Mr. Hosmer stated on the record Credit Collection Services was not seeking to recover on the judgments reflected on Exhibits D-2, D-3, D-4, and D-5. Those judgments will therefore not be included in Credit Collection Services' allowed unsecured claim. Ms. Howie Fox stated on the record debtor was not disputing Exhibit CCS-5. That judgment will therefore be included in Credit Collection Services' allowed unsecured claim. That leaves only the judgment reflected on Exhibit D-1. At the hearing, the parties focused on SDCL Sections 15, 16, 7, and 35 and their perceived effect on that judgment. Pursuant to Section 15.16.7, a judgment lien is valid for 10 years, and pursuant to SDCL 15.16.35, a judgment lien can be renewed for an additional 10 years. Ms. Howie Fox argued the additional 10 years runs from the date the judgment creditor's affidavit of renewal is filed, not from the end of the initial 10-year period. Having had an opportunity to review the statute, I am now persuaded she was entirely correct. The statute says unambiguously, the entry and docketing of an affidavit of renewal of a judgment shall operate to continue the lien of the judgment for a period of 10 years from the time of the docketing of such affidavit. The judgment reflected on Exhibit D-1 was docketed on August 11, 1989. Had it not been renewed, the lien of that judgment would therefore have expired on August 11, 1999. However, Credit Collection Services filed an affidavit of renewal on February 5, 1999. Consequently, the lien of the judgment reflected on Exhibit D-1 expired on February 5, 2009, more than 2 months before debtor filed his Chapter 7 petition on April 24, 2009. However, as I suggested in my June 17 letter to counsel, pursuant to SDCL Section 15.18.1, the party in whose judgment, in whose favor judgment has been given, may at any time within 20 years after the entry of judgment proceed to enforce the same by writ of execution as provided in this title. In other words, the judgment itself, separate and apart from the judgment lien, continued to be valid until August 11, 2009, almost 4 months after debtor filed his Chapter 7 petition on April 24, 2009. This could conceivably implicate Section 108C. However, neither party has suggested it does or explained how Section 108C would actually play out in this case. The judgment reflected on Exhibit D1 will therefore also be included in Credit Collection Services' allowed unsecured claim. Credit Collection Service has demonstrated on the petition date it held a claim in excess of the amount sought by Proof of Claim Number 12. Consequently, an order will be entered overruling debtor's objection and allowing Proof of Claim Number 12 for an unsecured claim of $4,088.11. Thank you both for your time this morning, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
$4,088.11.